Come neighbors, follow me. The cuckoo lies it be, that all the town may see our slavish misery. Let every man who keeps a bride take heed he be not hornified. Let every man who keeps a bride take heed he be not hornified. Though narrowly I do watch and use lock, bolt, and latch, my wife will me o'ermatch. My forehead I may scratch, for though I wear both time and tide, I oftentimes am hornified. For though I wear both time and tide, I oftentimes am hornified. For now the time's so grown, men cannot keep their own, but every slave unknown will reap what we have sown. Yea, though we keep them by our side, we now and then are hornified. Yea, though we keep them by our side, we now and then are hornified. They bathe so many ways, by nights or else by days, that though our wealth decays, yet they our horns will raise. And many of them take a pride to keep their husbands hornified. And many of them take a pride to keep their husbands hornified. Oh, what a case is this! Oh, what a grief it is! My wife hath learned to kiss, and thinks 'tis not amiss. She oftentimes doth me deride, and tells me I am hornified. She oftentimes doth me deride, and tells me I am hornified. Whatever I do say, she will have her own way. She scorneth to obey, she'll take time while she may. And if I beat her back and side, in spite I shall be hornified. And if I beat her back and side, in spite I shall be hornified. Nay, you would little think how they will friendly link, and how they'll sit and drink till they begin to wink. And then if Vulcan will but ride, some cockle shall be hornified. And then if Vulcan will but ride, some cockle shall be hornified. A woman that will be drunk will easily play the punk, for when her wits are sunk, all keys will fit her trunk. Then by experience oft is tried, poor men that way are hornified. Then by experience oft is tried, poor men that way are hornified. Thus honest man must bear, and 'tis in vain to fear, for we are ne'er the near our hearts with grief to tear. For while we mourn, it is their pride the more to keep us hornified. For while we mourn, it is their pride the more to keep us hornified. And be we great or small, we must be at their call. Howe'er the cards do fall, must suffer all. Do what we can, we must abide the pain of being hornified. Do what we can, we must abide the pain of being hornified. If they once bid us go, we dare not twice say no. Although too well we know 'tis to our grief and woe. Nay, we are glad their faults to hide, though often we are hornified. Nay, we are glad their faults to hide, though often we are hornified. If I my wife provoke, with words in anger spoke, she swears she'll make all smoke, and I must be her cloak. Her baseness and my wrongs I hide, and patiently am hornified. Her baseness and my wrongs I hide, and patiently am hornified. When these good gossips meet in alley, lane, or street, poor men we do not seat with wine and sugar sweet. They arm themselves, and then beside their husbands must be hornified. They arm themselves, and then beside their husbands must be hornified. Not your Italian locks, which seems a paradox, can keep these hens from cocks till they are paid with a pox. So long as they can go or ride, they'll have their husbands hornified. So long as they can go or ride, they'll have their husbands hornified. The more you have intent the business to prevent, the more her mind is bent your will to circumvent. Such secret means they can provide to get their husbands hornified. Such secret means they can provide to get their husbands hornified. For if we them do blame, or tell them of their shame, although the men we name with whom they did the same, they'll swear whoever spoke it light, the still poor men are hornified. They'll swear whoever spoke it light, the still poor men are hornified. All you that's inch be, avoid this slavery. Much danger is, you see, in women's company. For he who to a wife is tied may look still to be hornified. For he who to a wife is tied may look still to be hornified. Yet must I needs confess, though many do transgress, a number less which virtue do possess, and to their husbands are a guide. By such no man is hornified, and to their husbands are a guide. By such no man is hornified. They who are of that race, this ditty in any case is not to their disgrace. They are not for this place. To such this only is applied, by whom good men are hornified. To such this only is applied, by whom good men are hornified.